Time to join our American family Robinson again in Centerville. In our last program, Betty and Dick Collins came back from their honeymoon. It was an exciting homecoming with a brass band adding to the confusion. But finally, the bride and groom escaped to their new home and opened the door to be met by Windy Bill. We don't know why he's there, but judging by the apprehensive looks of Dick and Betty, we are justified in fearing the worst. Here they are.
Well, Uncle Windy, how did you get in?
Well, quite simple, my dear. I just got a key from the real estate agent. Oh, I knew that my favorite niece would want her Uncle Windy to greet her on her return. Come in, come in. I'll have a spot of coffee for you in just a minute. Well, Dick, my boy, how goes it?
Huh? Oh, it goes all right.
Fine, fine. Now, you just take off your things and sit down. I'll be with you in a jiffy. Have to see to that coffee.
Well, this is a fine how-do-you-do.
Oh, I know, dear. It's dreadful. But never mind. We'll get rid of him without any trouble. I wonder where he turned up from.
Oh, Betty, my dear, would you just take a look at this coffee pot? There seems to be something wrong with it.
But there couldn't be. It's brand new.
It must be defective. The other morning, when I attached the plug, it blew a fuse.
What? The other morning?
Yes. I knew you wouldn't mind. I was just looking around for a place to light. As twere. Well, I thought I'd just come in here out of the wet.
Oh, Windy, how could you?
Yes, how?
Oh, I assure you it's only temporary. I expect something to turn up any time now. In the meantime, children, I'm any amount handy to have around.
Betty, may I speak to you alone?
Certainly. Excuse us, Uncle Windy.
Go right ahead. Just make yourselves at home.
Oh, dear.
Well,
I know he's my uncle, but then I really didn't have any choice in the matter.
Oh, I'm not blaming you. The point is what to do.
I don't know how anybody could have had the brass nerve to... Oh, Dick, haven't you any ideas?
I've got plenty of them. They're all punishable by law.
Well, the only thing I know to do is to shove him back on Mother and Daddy.
Well, it's a dirty trick on them, but maybe they could handle him. I knew it was a mistake to have a guest room.
That's it. We can tell him we've invited somebody to occupy the guest room.
All right.
But who?
Yeah, who?
Let me see.
Come, come, come now. Your coffee's ready. I boiled it finally. A little strong, I'm afraid. But after all, it's the spirit of the offering that counts, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
There you are, children. No, Dick. Huh? The cracked cup is for me.
The cracked cup?
Well, yes. A slight accident. It sort of slipped into the sink. Gave me a great idea for an invention, though. Uh-huh. A rubberized sink. Save any amount of dish breaking. Going to develop it one of these days.
Ooh, this is strong. You must have stewed it.
Stewed it. Very good. Never mind. When the little lady of the house gets her hand in the cooking, we'll dine royally. Eh, Dick, my boy?
Uncle Windy, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid it's going to be a little awkward. You see, Dick has invited his Uncle Dudley to visit us, and I'm afraid there won't be room.
Well. I didn't know you had any relatives, Dick.
What? Oh, yes, sure. Uncle Dudley. Great guy. He lives in Kansas City. We met him at the station when we came through.
Yes.
Why, splendid. We'll bunk together. Make it a sort of a uncle's convention.
Oh.
Plenty of room. Fine idea.
Oh, but you see, he's bringing Aunt Mary Jane with him.
Oh, sure. He always takes Aunt Mary Jane wherever he goes.
Yes.
Oh, Aunt Mary Jane. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know that it's such a good idea to have too many relatives around, just at the start.
That's exactly what I thought.
Oh, but they will come in droves. But what can you do? In the meantime, what's to become of me?
Well, we thought you'd like to go back to Mother's.
Yes. Oh, that I cannot do. On account of your father, Betty.
What do you mean?
Not that I'd say a word against him, but his treatment of me I can only describe as dishonorable. He betrayed my trust.
Uncle Windy, you know Daddy isn't dishonorable.
Well, I prefer not to speak of it, my dear. I can only say that until an explanation and an apology for his conduct is forthcoming, I can never set foot in his house again. There are some things a man cannot forgive.
What can't you forgive, Uncle Windy?
Yeah, what?
Deception. He's the last man who will deceive me, I can tell you that.
Oh, there goes my last chance.
What?
Oh, come now, Uncle Windy. You're not going to let a little misunderstanding ruin your life,
oh,
are you?
Far from it. I have not yet come to the end of my resources. if certain plans I have in mind turn out well, I will yet show Luke Robinson that Bill Winkle is not to be treated lightly.
You know, Windy, you're as full of schemes as a utopia chaser.
Utopia chaser?
Yes.
Sure, you know, the boys who sit up nights thinking up new ways of making the world go by rules and regulations. They spend enough time and energy to produce actual goods and services that would be of some use. You have another thing in common with them, too. Your schemes don't work either.
Now, I resent that, Dick. These utopia chasers, as you call them, and I are working towards an ideal.
Yeah, the ideal of not working. But you're both off on the wrong foot.
Well, of course, as soon as I get on my feet, I plan to devote my ingenuity to the betterment of my fellow men through careful research into the possibilities of a planned economic solution to...
Oh, hooey. By the time you get around to it, you'll be completely out of fashion. The passing of the theorist plague is already well underway. Where's the technocracy of yesteryear, the epic plan, the public pension plan, and all the other crackpot plans? They're all wilted under the cold light of reason. Why, even bureaucracy is beginning to fade since the nation has taken to reading over the Constitution, under which we've been operating successfully these many years. That's too bad, Windy, but you've just missed the train. It passed a while ago, headed for oblivion.
My dear fellow, such cynicism in one so young. There is still a great field for the worker toward the improvement of mankind, in lifting the worker in...
Oh, yes, yes. A lot of damage can still be done by destroying confidence and discouraging cooperation between employees and employers.
Well, I'm afraid you've been listening too long to the ranting of Luke Robinson against liberalism and its benefits.
Long enough to discover he's right about the benefits being doubtful, if not actually non-existent.
Oh, you depress me, my boy. You actually do. But then, profit is without honor in his own country, you know.
That all depends on the profit. If you prophesy that the American people, having come again into their own, will run their lives and business efficiently and go forward on a basis of voluntary self-government, you'd have plenty of honor, and you'd be right, too.
Oh, it's no use trying to convert Windy, darling. He's a confirmed theorist, and you'll just have to let the fever run its course. What is this latest plan for riches that you have in mind, Windy?
Well, I'd rather not say at the present time, but you'll see.
Now, whatever it is, you better keep it out of Daddy's hair. He's not a very patient man, you know. Oh, by the way, we better be getting over there, Dickie. We're invited for dinner, you know.
Oh, you're not having dinner here?
No, sorry. No. You'll just have to do the best you can for yourself. Come on, Betty.
All right. Bye, Uncle Windy.
Most unfriendly. Most unfriendly. Oh, well. Maple 041. Hello, Miss Timmons. Ah, Letitia. Guess who this is? No, of course not. I'm surprised that you should confuse me with Gus Olson, that low character. Yes. Bill Winkle. Now, wait a minute, Letitia. Don't hang up. Well, of course, if you're going to let a little misunderstanding stand in the way of a tender friendship... I'm perfectly willing, even anxious, to forgive and forget. What? No, I don't want anything. That is, I would like to see you again. Well, now how about me coming over to your house for dinner, shall we say? Oh, you have. Oh, ta-ta-ta-ta-ta, too bad. Well, anyway, perhaps you'd like to take a little stroll with me. There's going to be a full moon, Letitia. Why, that's fine. I'll be over in half an hour. Goodbye, Letitia. Oh, Winkle, you have indeed fallen to a low estate.
Betty, you must have been dreaming. Why, it couldn't have been he.
Well, I wish I had been dreaming. Yes, sir. There he was, confronting us as big as life and burbling away as merrily as you please.
He's a one-man epidemic.
Yes, and that's not even half of it. He's moved in, bag and baggage.
Moved in?
Yes.
Oh, Luke, we've got to do something.
My dear, we've already done everything we could think of to get him off our necks.
We tried to make him go away by telling him some relatives of Dick's were going to visit us, but he said he had nowhere to go. Couldn't even come here because Daddy had betrayed him.
Well, there's a grain of comfort in that.
But we've got to make him come here, Lou.
Ma, what are you saying?
We can't let him spoil the children's new home. We'll just have to think of some way to get him over here. We can't palm him off on our daughter, dear.
Well, our daughter's young. She can stand it.
Luke.
Now, it's no use appealing to my paternal protective instinct, Myra. Goodness knows my fatherly love is as strong as anybody's. I'd fight for Betty, die for her, but Windyville is too much. Anyway, he won't come over. He said so. I betrayed him. An achievement I regard with the utmost satisfaction.
Yes, but Betty said if you apologized to him, he'd forgive you.
Oh, never mind, Mother. I refuse to make an early Christian martyr out of Daddy. We'll bear up under the burden of Windy somehow, won't we, Dick?
Yeah, sure.
No, I won't have you do it. After all, you're not responsible for his being here.
Well, neither am I. And if Betty says she'll take him on, Myra, why...
Say, maybe we could advertise in the Herald. Wanted, a home for one highly undesirable uncle, willing to pay handsomely. Then we could all chip in and
it's
maybe...
It's all very well to talk nonsense. But seriously, Luke, you've got to apologize and take him back. We'll go right over now and get it over with.
But, Myra, I couldn't be such a hypocrite. The very thought of asking, actually begging Windy Bill to come back into my house is... Why, it's enough to destroy my character.
Here's your hat, Luke. Come on, children. You'd better stand by during this operation to give him moral support.
I'll need more than that. What, for instance, shall I say?
Oh, we'll discuss that on the way. Shut the door, Betty.
Yes, Mother.
We might as well walk over it. Oh, it's such a nice night.
Nice night? Nice night indeed. The blackest night in Robinson history.
Oh, now, dear, don't dramatize your sorrows. It's not going to be so bad. All you have to do is to walk up to him and say, I'm sorry I had to deceive you, Bill, but I did it.
For the wife and kiddies. That's rather touching, you know.
Yeah, and then I bow deeply from the waist and kiss him on the forehead, huh? No, sir.
You'll do nothing of the kind. You'll simply say, I'm sorry I had to deceive you, but I did it in the interest of the community.
Hear, hear.
Then while you're clasped in his forgiving embrace, I dash upstairs for his bag and put it out on the sidewalk. You know, just by way of suggestion.
Hey, wait. There's somebody coming now. It's Windy.
There. You see? Now, we might just as well go on home, Myra.
Nothing of the kind. We'll stay right here and meet him. Betty, you and Dick go on ahead.
All right. Goodbye, Daddy. I'll never forget what you're doing for your child this night.
Well, Uncle Windy, going somewhere?
Yes, just a little walk.
Go ahead, Luke. Say it.
Who's that?
Hello, Windy.
Good evening.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Fine night.
It was. It was until the shadow of the man in whom I placed my trust and by whom that trust was betrayed crossed my path.
Oh, no. Come, Windy. Can't you take a joke?
A joke? A joke that cost me thousands of dollars is rather too practical to suit me.
Why, Windy, what are a few thousand dollars to a man like you? Why, you can pick it up in no time with your talents.
Well, of course, I do feel that, given a chance, some of my schemes...
Oh, good. Then you do forgive Daddy?
I'll have your bag right down.
Then you will come back and stay with us?
What's that? Well, of course, if you press an invitation upon me, I could manage to let the past bury its dead, as twere, and I might consent to pay you a short visit.
Why, Luke, what are you doing?
Pinching myself, hoping I'll wake up.
It's no nightmare, and Windy is back with an invitation delivered by Luke himself. Luke's sacrifice for Betty and Dick deserves recognition as an act of true paternal love, even though Mother Robinson had to urge him to do it. What is Windy's new plan, and why the mysterious telephone call to Miss Timmons, and that walk he was about to take in the moonlight with her? These all indicate that there's something brewing in the great mind, and knowing Windy, it's safe to guess that it means trouble. For somebody. Join us in our next program and see what happens. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Douglas Silver and Marjorie Bartlett, directed by Martha Atwell, and produced by the National Industrial Council.